Farmland preservation bill stalls in the Senate. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And certainly the governor's farmland preservation bill, which I'm very honored to be the sponsor of, doesn't look like we're going to get that one across the finish line this year.
After weeks of discussion and lots of support in the state House, the state Senate Energy, Ag, and Natural Resources Committee opened back up the committee this week to consider the Tennessee Farmland Preservation Act. The legislation was carried by Majority Leader Jack Johnson on behalf of Governor Bill Lee, but it failed to move out of committee.
It's a very reasonable, common sense piece of legislation. And again, I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get it to the floor for a full vote. But I'm confident after more conversations over the summer and fall that we can bring it back in January and be ready to pass it.
Well, there's no question we're losing a lot of farmland to development in Tennessee at the third highest rate in the country. And the Farmland Preservation Act would put into place a voluntary program to allow farmers to enroll their land into an agricultural easement in exchange for payment to keep it in production.
We're losing roughly 10 acres an hour. Over the last 5 years, roughly 430,000 acres of farmland has been lost to development. We have a lot of farmers out there that want to see their farms preserved. They want to make sure that for generations to come, that land that was owned by their parents and their grandparents stays in production, stays in agriculture.
Well, the farmland preservation bill had moved well in the House and was poised for a floor vote being carried by Leader William Lamberth and full-time farmer Rusty Grills of Newbern.
We want to see all of these industries grow from houses, commercial buildings, solar facilities. Yes, they're important, but they have to be grown the right way. We can't sacrifice our productive farmland because one of these days we may not have that land to produce the food and fiber that we so dearly depend on.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.